This hour, the podcast is exclusively sponsored by my good friends at Advantage Gold. Advantage Gold is a five-star rated gold company with one-of-a-kind customer service. And when it comes to gold and precious metals, Advantage Gold is the only company I'll work with. Call Advantage Gold today and make sure you let them know that Mark Levin sent you. And now, let's begin.
He's here. He's here. Now, broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
Mark Levin here. Our number, 877-381-3811, 877-381-3811. Wow. So much going on. I love the way the media position and create a narrative with respect to Schumer and Biden versus the Israeli government and Bibi Netanyahu. That their relationship is tense. Israel doesn't benefit from a tense relationship. Israel's trying to survive. Israel's trying to defend itself. The Democrats are grabbing as much power here at home as they possibly can. So I've been carefully watching a lot of these programs. And why aren't they leading with the story that Joe Biden yet again has transferred or allowed the transfer of $10 billion to Iran? Why do the Democrats, Schumer and their fellow slugs, get to create the narrative? Why do they get to create the narrative that the issue is whomever they say the issue is, that the target is whomever they target? Joe Biden is funding Iran while he's demanding that Israel stand down. Why don't they explain this? That Israel has surrounded the leaders. There's a story out now, and it's an important story. It's a story that's been vetted. That the Islamo-Nazis who run Qatar, the inbreds who run Qatar, actually, after October 7th, asked Secretary Blinken if Qatar should remove the heads of Hamas from their country. They were looking for a signal. And if the United States said yes, they would have removed them. The story says that Blinken said, no, we can use that as leverage in our negotiation for the hostages. No, Qatar was prepared to remove them. They weren't removed because of Antony Blinken. I want you to think about that. Now, the shows on Saturday and Sunday, Life, Liberty, and Levin on Fox, are going to be absolute killer shows, not just because of the guests, but because I really hone in on a number of areas. The idea that the Democrat Party is not a totalitarian party is preposterous. I don't care what the Democrats say or their media say. I'm talking to you. They try to imprison Donald Trump. That's why you're bringing 91 felonies. Not for show. They want one of them to stick, and they want Donald Trump to go to prison. And there is Schumer, a sleazeball among sleazeballs, on the floor of the Senate, laying out what other Democrats wouldn't say with such detail. That the United States will impose on Israel a two-state solution if they don't do it themselves. That the United States will rejigger the entire Middle East after the war is over. That the United States is not going to tolerate Israel's sovereignty as long as Bibi Netanyahu is the prime minister and as long as he has certain cabinet members. That the United States wants a new election in Israel in hopes of removing Netanyahu in the middle of a war. What's also taking place now, ladies and gentlemen, is that the Biden administration is slow walking munitions to Israel. I broke that here 2 days ago. They're running out of weapons. They're running out of armaments. So while our government is arming Iran, Hamas, the Houthis, Hezbollah, directly and indirectly, as well as the PLO, arming them. Massive flow of billions of dollars, hundreds of millions to certain terrorist groups directly. This administration at the same time is slow walking munitions to Israel. Which means what? Israel could lose this war as a result of what Biden and Blinken and Schumer are doing to Israel. And I'm going to demonstrate yet again this weekend that the numbers they're using handed to them by Hamas are bogus, but they know they're bogus and they're using them anyway because the Democrat Party is now out of the closet. You Democrats out there who vote Democrat all the time, you better damn well pay attention. They are out of the closet. They want to destroy America through immigration. And they are. They've destroyed our cities by coddling criminals with Soros-appointed district attorneys and judges. They're destroying our criminal justice system, shredding the Constitution because they're targeting Trump, and they are hell-bent on eliminating the state of Israel because Israel can't survive under the terms that Biden, Schumer, and the others are trying to impose on them. They cannot survive with a terrorist state right on their border, with an Iranian terrorist state right on their border. They can't survive. They're too small. And what are we going to do? Go to war with them? Obviously not. That is, with this new state. And yet it's being pushed. They're demanding it, the Democrats. They're demanding not that the United States choose the leader of Israel, not that the United States choose the cabinet of Israel, but that the Democrat Party choose the Prime Minister of Israel and choose the government of Israel. The Democrat Party seeks to imprison Trump. The Democrat Party is pushing a real live coup against the current government in Israel. It is a totalitarian party. The Democrat Party, its voters, are the anti-Semites in the street, the river to the sea crowd. It's the Democrat Party that's loaded up with the Marxists and the Islamists who hate our own country. It's not the Republican Party. The Republican Party is feeble in many respects, but it's not them. It's not them. And they are dangerous. So Biden at the White House today, he thought Schumer's speech was fantastic because it's all coordinated. Biden, Blinken, Schumer. Schumer's obviously, for my brothers and sisters in New York who are Jewish, he's a self-hating Jew. It's what he is. And that's what a lot of these Marxist Democrats are who are Jewish. They're self-hating Jews. Just like you can have self-hating Catholics who are Catholic by birth, but they don't believe in the teachings of the Catholic Church. There should be marriage among priests, that they should acknowledge gay marriage, which they don't as an institution, whether people like it or not. And of course, abortion on demand paid for by the government. Pelosi, Biden, and the other. Why is this? It's because my wife has always said to me, these people on the left, their faith, their religion is their party, is their ideology. That's their God. You heard that reprobate from Politico on MSNBC say, oh, these people actually believe that in natural law, that this comes from God and so forth and so. Yeah, we do. And that's the way it's supposed to work. It doesn't come from man. God. Thank God. So that is what we're dealing with here. Here's Biden. Cut one. Go.
Senator Schumer contacted my staff, my senior staff. He's going to make that speech. And I'm not going to.
So stop right there. He coordinated it with the White House. That's what he did. Since when does a senator have to call the staff of a president to tell him or them what speech he's going to give on the Senate floor? This is a coordinated Democrat Party effort to support Hamas, Islamic Jihad, Muslim Brotherhood, like Obama did, to support Iran with hundreds of billions of dollars. Please don't ask me why anymore. These people hate our country. They hate Israel. They're anti-Semites. They're coming out of the woodwork. They don't condemn them. Schumer didn't give a speech on the floor of the Senate condemning Iran. He didn't bring up, they don't bring up October 7th anymore. It's like it never happened. They're playing to the base that they created, filled with Marxists and Islamists. And the border is wide open, with, among others, Marxists and Islamists pouring over the border, Democrat future voters, and their children and grandchildren in the future. Go ahead.
Elaborate on the speech. He made a good speech, and I think he expressed a serious concern, shared not only by him, but by many Americans.
It's not shared by many Americans. It's shared by a very small fraction of Americans. A massive percentage of the media, a massive percentage of the Democrat Party operatives and special interests, a massive percentage of the anti-Semitic Department of State, Blinken always. You know what I think I'm going to do, Mr. Producer, on one of my shows this weekend? I'm going to address this issue of self-hating Jews. I'm going to address this issue. That is the third rail of politics, really. And as I said, it's not just Jews. It could be Catholics. It could be any religion or denomination. But I get asked the question, I'm going to answer it. And my belief about ethnic Jews versus Jews who are both ethnic and faithful, that is religious. And by that, I don't mean have to be hardcore. No. I mean people who actually embrace their faith and know what it means and have actually taken time to at least once read the Bible. Not people who go through the motions, like a Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders has read anything and everything the communists can put out. I guarantee you he's read nothing about his own faith, certainly nothing serious. I will take that on. Anyway, I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Our once mighty dollars under siege from runaway inflation. For those still working, your paychecks buy less while costs for gas, food, cars, utilities skyrocket thanks to inflation. That's why I'm urging all my listeners to register for the upcoming Gold and Silver Summit hosted by our friends at Advantage Gold. It's a fantastic seminar. They'll teach you how to take steps to help guard your wealth from inflation using asset diversification into physical precious metals. Gold and silver hold intrinsic value that should remain untouched by government manipulation. Folks, don't wait for the Fed's reckless policies to completely devalue the dollar and steal your life savings. Call now while free registration is open. I'm telling you, this is a fantastic seminar. Call 800-900-8000 right now. The Gold and Silver Summit could provide the vital insights we need to protect our families. 800-900-8000. Tell them Mark Levin sent you. Performance may vary. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Always consult your financial and tax professional. So who is it exactly that's acting in a way that is really reprehensible? Is it a Netanyahu in Israel that's trying to defend itself, eliminate its enemy, and maintain its territory and its country? Or is it all of those who insist that it lose the war, that Hamas survive, and that Israel destroy its own sovereignty? Look at the New York Times, the home of the likes of Thomas Friedman, who is the worst of the self-haters, Maggie Haberman, who is obsessed with Donald Trump, writing at Postmillennial. The New York Times reporter who received criticism last year for praising Adolf Hitler in several Facebook posts has been rehired by the Gray Lady, you may recall, to cover the Israel-Hamas war. Suleiman Hijji was rehired by the New York Times last week and has appeared in bylines nearly every day since October 12. This is, I'm just reminding you, according to the New York Post, his most recent story was published while reporting from Gaza. Quote, at a hospital in southern Gaza, a backup generation becomes a critical lifeline, he wrote in the piece, referring to a facility near the Ahli Arab hospital bombing, which was bombed by a Palestinian terror group, but Israel was falsely blamed for the attack. Remember all this? A spokesman for the New York Times defended the paper's decision to rehire him in a statement to the Post. We reviewed problematic social media posts. Now, those problematic posts included a picture of Adolf Hitler. It's problematic, you see. Many of you understand this term, never again. Two words that have been used by Jews since the Holocaust. This will never happen again. Never again. And in Israel, as in other parts of the world, non-Jews who tried to save Jews, who stood up against these horrendous regimes, are called righteous Gentiles. And they have places of honor in the state of Israel and in other Jewish communities throughout the world. These righteous Gentiles are revered. They're heroes. Because they put their lives on the line to save Jews. Absolutely, I come to tears thinking about it. They could have gone along like most of the other people, but they wouldn't. Many of them were slaughtered. Never again. I think about this. I think about the righteous Gentiles. And then I think about Schumer on the floor of the Senate. He's not righteous about anything. You had righteous Gentiles put their lives on the line to save Jews. And you have a self-hating Jew on the floor of the Senate undermining the Jewish state, motivating terrorists, silent in the face of Joe Biden funding Iran and the terrorists who have as their goal initially to exterminate the Jews and then the West, including us. You have the New York Times hiring a Hitler celebrator. The same New York Times that covered up the Holocaust, really at the direction of Franklin Roosevelt. These are the people we're dealing with, America. These are the people we are dealing with. More when I return. Attention, fellow Americans. Mark Levin here with a warning and a solution. I feel like our country's being destroyed by out-of-control spending and debt thanks to Biden and the American Marxists. And your hard-earned savings and retirement could be at risk from their socialist schemes. That's why you should consider Advantage Gold, the best of the best, a U.S.-based company that specializes in helping everyday Americans protect their wealth. They have a simple solution to help you even potentially grow your wealth despite the attacks from Washington. I urge you to register for their upcoming Gold and Silver Summit. It's fabulous. A free online event where you'll learn tips to help safeguard your finances by diversifying into physical precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. Call them right now to sign up securely for this pivotal summit. It is crucial. Tell them Mark Levin sent you for a special bonus. Call 800-900-8000 right now. Performance may vary. Past performance is not necessarily indicative of future results. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
Mark Levin, the thunder on the right. Call in now, 877-381-3811.
I'll hit this a little bit longer, then I want to move on to some of these legal cases as well as other news of the day and other thoughts that I have. John Kirby on MSNBC today. Andrea Mitchell, another self-hater. Cut to go.
In the last hour, the president appearing to endorse Senator Schumer's comments, that he called a good speech. That's praise from the president of the United States in the Oval Office that clearly was thought out.
Yeah, let's stop a second. If you're a real reporter, don't you challenge them on what was said? Rather than asking Kirby, you know, do you pat your boss on the head for backing Schumer? And just so you folks know, what Schumer does is the worst of the worst type of thing he can do. He gave that speech. And so the Jew haters in Hamas and Iran and all over the world are now going to cite Chuck Schumer as the basis for their murder, for their terrorism, as the basis for their demands. Schumer fed right into that entire ideology. The leaders of Hamas have taken note of what our politicians are saying. So when Bernie Sanders speaks, and Schumer speaks, and Blinken speaks, and they say the things they say about Benjamin Netanyahu, about the government of Israel, about what Israel must do, basically get off of Hamas's back, what Israel must do, which is surrender its homeland, its ancestral homeland, what Israel must do, it ensures that Iran and the other terrorists are empowered. They quote them. Go to the memory site and others. They quote these guys. These are dead enders to begin with, but they're real dead enders when they think they have changed the psychology of the American people. President Trump today spoke out against this and what's being done to Israel. But here's the rest of this Kirby thing. Cut to go.
The president has great respect for leaders' humor, as you know, Andrea. And he also has respect for the passion with which Leader Schumer spoke yesterday, and he knows where it's coming from when it comes to Chuck Schumer. And as the president also said, Andrea, he knows that the sentiments that Leader Schumer expressed in that very passionate speech yesterday.
You know, and I really hate this guy. I hate him. I despise him. This guy will say anything for his quote-unquote team. If he had a conscience, he would have resigned by now. He was the mouthpiece, one of them, but certainly the leading one, in the debacle in Afghanistan. And he's the mouthpiece now. For the first administration in modern American, well, the second, I would say Obama too, to actually support terrorists, terrorist organizations. They are so excited. They are so happy. Let me ask you this, and I mean it. Who do you think Iran wants to win for president in America? Joe Biden or Donald Trump? Donald Trump was destroying that regime, took out its head, you know, of its military, its lead, militia, Islamist, genocidal maniac, Soleimani. Joe Biden won't shoot a bullet into the territory of Iran. Who do you think they're rooting for? Who do you think Hamas is rooting for in the next election? Who do you think terrorists all over the world are rooting for in the next election? Who do you think terrorists coming into the United States because of our open borders? Who do you think they're rooting for in the next election? Doesn't that tell you everything you need to know? Chuck Schumer would be welcomed with open arms right now by Hamas, by Iran. Jew or no Jew, whatever your faith. But not in Israel. I'm told the things he said shook the Israeli people. They were stunned. Joe Biden says that's great because Joe Biden is an anti-Semite. I've said it a long time and I'll say it again. Nothing new. The only Jewish leader he likes are the Jewish leaders who kowtow to him, who bend over backwards to accommodate him. Same in our own country. That's how Biden treats people. But here's Kirby, propagandist. He respects Schumer. Okay. But coming from Schumer, you see, this is very important for Biden because he thinks it gives him cover, gives him nothing. Nothing. You have lowlives like Richard Haass, counsel on foreign relations, constantly trashing Trump, which is why the Morning Joe brings him on. That's all they bring on. They only bring on guests who are going to hate on Netanyahu, hate on Trump, and defend Hamas. And when will the Morning Schmo and their team stop defending terrorism? Because that's the choice now, folks. It's not. There's nothing ambiguous about it. You're either on the side of good or evil. And this guy Haas says every choice Israel's made beginning on October 7th has been wrong. You know, Netanyahu's a scum. He needs to go. This clown, this fraud, this phony, part of the ruling class's entire career is a pathetic joke. But they bring him on, not because he's smart, not because he's right, not even because he knows what he's talking about. He says the right things that they want him to say. He's a puppet, Richard Haass. Here's Jackie Heinrich, one of the few real reporters at the White House. Extremely impressive. Listen to this. Cut five, go.
John, you guys are issuing this warning to Iran 2 days after renewing a waiver that unlocked $10 billion in frozen funds. Don't you think Iran is paying more attention to the actions of this administration than the words?
Can't speak for the mullahs or what they're paying attention to or
you
not.
You see what I mean? This guy's an ass. Can't speak for... Nobody asked you to speak for the mullahs, you jerk. They're asking you to speak for you and Biden, you traitors who are funding our enemy. Nobody's ever done that. Nobody. Peace in our time, Neville Chamberlain. He didn't say peace in our time. Here's $10 billion, Hitler. But that's exactly what Biden is doing. Supported by Sanders, supported by Schumer, promoted by Blinken, cover up by this clown, Admiral Kirby. These snarky, dumbass comments. Well, I don't know what the mullahs are thinking. I'll tell you what the mullahs are thinking. They have never been happier with you frauds and you phonies in the White House. Handing them tens of billions of dollars. While they're involved in destroying the Red Sea, destroying the navigable waters there, taking out freighters. While they're slaughtering people in Yemen, slaughtering people in Iran. I don't see any executive orders aimed at any of those people. My God, America, we have an administration that is literally defending and funding evil. It doesn't get more evil than these terrorists. They're funding them. And they're trying to destroy the leader and the country that's standing up to them. That's all you need to know. It's not uncomplicated. Jeez. It's really sick. It's like the open borders. Suicide. Suicide of a country. Everybody knows it. But Biden doesn't care. He wants power. He wants power for his party, and they want power forever. So you have to have a period, as Marx said, a period of despotism. So be it. So be it. These are diabolical people. Schumer's diabolical. Sanders is a Marxist. He hates everything about this country and about the state of Israel because we share our values, Judeo-Christian values. Marxists hate Judeo-Christian values. They hate faithful Jews. They hate evangelical Christians. They hate them all. They hate parents who insist on conveying their own principles and morals on their children because all of this interferes with their nirvana. That's what Marx said. That's who these people are. I'm making it abundantly clear that we have a presidential regime and a man in the office of the president who is funding terrorism, who is funding a terrorist state while he's trying to destroy Israel, a democracy, trying to decapitate the government, their commander-in-chief, because he's winning, because he's effective, because he has united and rallied his people, despite the best efforts of the New York Times The Marxists like Bernie Sanders, the clowns at CNN and MSNBC, this jerk Schumer trying to detach the government from its people. Now, would they support that here? If I said, you know what? You know what, Biden and your ilk, you don't represent the American people. We need a new election. You should be impeached. You should be removed. How do you think that would go? Oh, can't do that. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
My fellow Americans, we're living in very perilous economic times. Washington seems determined to bankrupt our nation with endless stimulus spending. As they devalue our dollar, hardworking Americans like you could lose everything. That's why I urge you strongly, register for the upcoming Gold and Silver Summit hosted by our friends at Advantage Gold. They'll teach you how to help guard your wealth using asset diversification into physical precious metals. Gold and silver can offer a defense against the dollar's devaluation, and the experts at Advantage Gold will explain how you can convert some of your savings into precious metals that can protect and potentially grow your wealth. With currency debasement from Washington and global uncertainty on the rise, gold and silver diversification can offer you some stability. Call 800-900-8000 right now to sign up. 800-900-8000 now. Tell them Mark Levin sent you. Performance may vary. Past performance is not necessarily indicative of future results. You should always consult your financial and tax professional. We're going to get into some of these cases because I need to break them down in ways that are different and practical. And some of the points I'm going to raise have never been raised before because, as you know, I just keep noodling over these things and noodling over these things. And every now and then I smack myself and say, why didn't I think of that a month or two ago? But in any event, I've thought of something, among other things, that I want to share with you. You know, the judge in Florida, I tend to agree with her most of the time, but she's a real judge. She's really thinking through the motions that are filed, the constitutional issues. And in doing so, hopefully most of the time she'll come out with the right decision that will be held by an appellate and the Supreme Court. As I say, most of the time. But very interesting, as reported by the Daily Caller, the judge overseeing former President Trump's Florida case questioned during yesterday's hearing why he was the only president who's been charged over his handling of classified material, according to multiple reports. And during a hearing to consider various motions, Trump filed to dismiss the case. Judge Aileen Cannon noted no former president had similarly faced criminal charges over the handling of classified materials, according to NBC News. Trump's attorneys brought up special counsel Robert Hur's report, finding evidence President Biden willfully kept classified information but declined to charge him. Even with other former presidents, there was never a situation remotely similar to this one, prosecutor Jay Bratt told Cannon, according to CNN. Why isn't Jay Bratt disbarred by now? I've talked about him before. Just my opinion. Now, special counsel Jack Smith previously called Hur's report in opposing Trump's motion to dismiss based on selective and vindictive prosecution. Let me get to the heart of this. So they're arguing, nobody's ever done anything like Trump. All right, let's step back. Number one, Joe Biden, it's true. All Trump did was take documents with him when he left the presidency, in my view, a de facto declassification. But even if I'm wrong, it doesn't warrant criminal charges. It didn't warrant a warrant. It didn't warrant an FBI SWAT team. They were trying to set him up for obstruction. That's what they did. Now, in the case of Biden, nobody's done what Biden did. And he wasn't even president at the time we're talking about. He left classified documents in seven different locations that were not secured. They were out in the open, in different rooms in those seven locations. And we're not even talking about how he transported them in his car, in a truck, maybe in a U-Haul, on his person. And that he also specifically conveyed classified information that he concealed from the government. They don't know that I have these. That is the killer line in the report. That's what he tells his ghostwriter. Why did he do that? Why did he do that? And why did he discuss this with his ghostwriter? Because the ghostwriter works for the publisher. Joe Biden stole classified information in part to sell it. Do you understand what I'm saying? To sell it. If I were one of President Trump's lawyers, that's what I would tell the judge in Florida. Excuse me. The prosecution's right to a point. What the current president has done has never been done by anybody. Number two, the former Secretary of State stashed emails away that had classified information, purposely set up a server, and did not even reveal its existence. She has no constitutional protections. Her big dumb husband, BJ Bill Clinton, he had classified information on audio tapes that he stored in his sock drawer. So while the prosecution here can play games and try and make distinctions, and when he does, it actually helps my client, they could say, President Trump, there should have been no charges brought in this case, none whatsoever, and that's correct. This is not equal justice. It's not the equal treatment of an individual in similar situations, period. The judge was right to ask the question. The point is that Smith and his lawyers are liars and scum. Kennett stated during the hearing it would be an extraordinary step to toss the case based on his argument that the law behind his indictment is unconstitutionally vague. She did say that. And should be dismissed based on the Presidential Records Act, suggesting there was a dispute about whether the documents were designated as personal or Trump claims, according to the outlet. Well, the Presidential Records Act has no criminal penalty. It was never intended to be a criminal law. It's an administrative law, which basically says where things should and shouldn't go. And a federal district court judge in Washington, D.C., appointed by Obama, when issues were raised by Judicial Watch against Bill Clinton in his retrieval and concealment of classified information, she specifically ruled that under the Presidential Records Act, Clinton could do pretty much whatever he wanted to do. That's the point of the president's lawyers in Florida. There you have another case of unequal treatment, whether it's Biden, Clinton, or Clinton. I'll be right back. This segment of the podcast is exclusively sponsored by Pure Talk. Pure Talk offers great coverage and can save your family money on your wireless bill every single month. Go to puretalk.com to find the plan that's right for you. Thank you again for listening, and thank you so much for this sponsorship, Pure Talk.
He's here. He's here. Now, broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
We cover more in 1 hour than most cover in an entire week, don't we? Hello, America. I'm Mark Levin. Our number is 877-381-3811, 877-381-3811. Now this debacle, which debacle? They're all debacles. Let's start in Georgia. I don't know what this judge was thinking. There wasn't an appearance of a conflict. There's a real conflict of interest. The case was overwhelming between Fanny and Fanny's Fanny and her lover. She lied to the court. She did damage to the court and the court's reputation. Usually, a judge won't tolerate that. Instead, he says to her, basically, look, he's got some flowery language, but he just never drops the hammer. And because there's an appearance of a conflict, well, you know, all that handling in cash, it's just an appearance. Fanny, you have a choice to make. Either you withdraw on your own from the case, or you ensure that Mr. Wade withdraws, which, of course, is what happened. And guess what? Fanny gets to replace him with whomever she wants. So what was the point of all this? What the hell was the point of all this? There was no point. I mean, it's extremely disappointing. Cutting the baby in half. Okay, don't cut the baby in half. Solomon didn't cut the baby in half, so why would this judge? But here's the problem. folks. It's well beyond this particular judge. Well, I thought was earnestly trying to do the right thing, but turns out he's earnestly trying to do nothing. This is the problem. The radical judges, like the ones in Washington, D.C., who are working with the prosecution, trying to put Trump in prison and the rest of them. Those judges who aren't Biden or Obama judges, who are not so much radical, but believe they're trying to toe the right line here, they don't want to be seen as killing any of these cases. This is my great fear. Even though an honest interpretation of the Constitution and the law would compel it, they don't want to be seen as killing any of these cases. They don't want to come under the attacks. They don't want their legacies tarnished. So like this immunity argument in front of the Supreme Court that's coming up, post-presidential immunity, makes absolute sense. But because on MSNBC and CNN and even some of our friends have this ass backwards and are not looking at the consequences, if in fact the government should win that argument, which would be a disaster for every president going forward, including Biden, as they retire, judges who oppose this don't want to be viewed as the judge who, or judges or justices who are killing these cases. And also, personally, they know that they will come under vicious, vicious character assassination if they do the right thing. This is why they've made a career of trying to destroy Clarence Thomas. And they're now making a career of trying to destroy Sam Alito. And Neil Gorsuch is not far behind. You don't hear them talk about Sotomayor, Egan, Jackson, and the rest of the reprobates in any negative way, do you? No. But when you look at these cases, look at Manhattan. Now think about this. It's been going on a while. And so all of a sudden, with a little over a week before the actual trial begins, all the activities that take place as you build up to a trial, all of a sudden, the U.S. Attorney's Office under Biden says, oh, we have 31,000 pages of documents that you, Mr. DA, might be interested in. What? It's a document dump right before the trial. Oh, and by the way, yes, we may have more next week. What? Months and months and months and months and months to review this? Which is why it's laughable when they say that the defense team will, oh, 30 days is enough, 5 months is enough. Here you have the entirety of the federal government and all their resources. Now, the key witness, so-called, in the Manhattan case is Michael Cohen. Now, before you go to trial, the prosecution, that is the government, is compelled to share information with the defense, particularly information that might be exculpatory or helpful in some way to the defense. They're not allowed to conceal it. So my suspicion is, and that's all it is because this stinks to high heaven, is that some of that information that's exculpatory and beyond, even though you don't really need exculpatory information here because Trump didn't do anything, is harmful to the prosecution. So, yes, the DA says, well, another 30 days before trial's fine by us. Trump's lawyers say, no, are you kidding? We need 90 days to go through all this. Problem is, of course, they have one of these radical Democrat elected judges who hate Trump and love Biden. But here's what I wanted to tell you. I've been thinking about this and I fleshed it out in my own brain. Unfortunately, we do not have an attorney general who actually believes in justice. Instead, we have effectively a mob lawyer attorney general, the mob being the Biden regime. These local DAs are trying to use local statutes and turn them into felonies. That is, federal campaign finance law, in the case of Bragg, federal RICO statute, in the case of Fannie and her Fanny. They're trying to use a hook of federal law to create state felonies and also, in some respects, pursue federal felonies. And in so doing, are not only interfering with the election, but they are interpreting and applying federal law, which is way outside their jurisdiction. And the federal government used to jealously protect the federal jurisdiction from DAs and their ilk. So I got to thinking, what would my attorney general, Edward Meese, have done? One of the great attorneys general of all times, which is why the left hated him and always tried to attack him. And by the way, always tried to put him in jail, too. What would he have done? You ready? I believe firmly that Attorney General Meese would have directed the public integrity section, or anybody in the criminal division, for that matter, even the U.S. Attorney's Office, to intervene in these cases on behalf of the federal government, to intervene in Georgia, to intervene in Manhattan, arguing, wait a minute, if there are to be prosecutions and allegations of criminal conduct involving federal election law or the RICO statute, only I, as the Attorney General, only we, as the federal United States Department of Justice, have jurisdiction and the legal authority to do so. We did not delegate that to some district attorney. You understand my point, Mr. Producer? We decide if federal law applies. We decide if we want to use the Constitution of the United States to pursue any of these statutes. Not the district attorney of Manhattan and not the district attorney of Fulton County. They have absolutely no authority. And so we would have intervened on those grounds alone. But not Merritless Garland. He wants this to take place. He's encouraged these things to take place. That's what I'm explaining here, that in fact, they're destroying over 200 years of federalism, over 200 years of justice in the justice system. Local district attorneys do not have the authority to quote-unquote enforce federal statutes, to interpret federal statutes, to ensnare a presidential candidate or a former president in their application of state law. They have no such authority, because then the whole system will collapse. And one day it's going to, and one day soon, because it already has begun because of these tactics. And now we have judges who are going to be afraid of upholding the Constitution on the immunity issue. They're going to be afraid of upholding the Constitution on the equal protection grounds. When you have multiple cases of people violating the Espionage Act who do not have a constitutional argument to make, and then you have Donald Trump, who not only has a strong constitutional argument to make, but didn't do anything like Joe Biden. And of course, they have to prove, you know, that that was really Trump's purpose, was to violate the law. We know that from Comey, who said the gross negligence standard doesn't work when it comes to the Espionage Act. So the Espionage Act has never been used this way. Interference by district attorneys in federal matters has never been done this way. None of it. So that is sort of the new point I wanted to raise with you. That if this justice system were functioning, if the Department of Justice hadn't been the Department of Injustice, the law firm for the mobster in the White House, this kind of a intervention by the Department of Justice to prevent the interference in the election, to prevent local elected politicians who have claimed that they want to take out Donald Trump to use federal law and the federal Constitution to attempt to do so. It would be a completely different situation. And then when you have the feds using the Enron Obstruction Act, which has to do, to keep it simple without getting into the weeds, what happened was Enron anticipated that they would have their records subpoenaed by Congress. So they destroyed them in anticipation of a lawful process being aimed at them. And so a federal statute was passed that said, if you're likely to be the subject of an investigation of this sort, like Enron, it's still obstruction if you destroy all these materials before we get a chance to subpoena you. It doesn't mean you need to keep the records forever and for every purpose. But if it's part of basically a criminal enterprise that these people were involved in, and then they destroyed records because they didn't want to get caught, and they're not their records, they're the corporate records. So they passed this Enron statute that said you can't do that. What does that have to do with Donald Trump in January 6th? Absolutely nothing. Zero. And they've put away hundreds and hundreds of citizens based on this interpretation of the statute. What does the Ku Klux Klan Act of 1871 have to do with anything? What does the law that's used to prosecute federal contractors have to do with anything? Nothing. The whole January 6th case is bogus, but they want to get it in front of Chunkin, the judge. They want to get it in front of a Democrat jury because they know that that jury will convict no matter what. So we can never expect a Department of Justice that has unleashed that kind of injustice in Washington courtrooms to step in a Manhattan courtroom, to step in an Atlanta courtroom and say, wait a minute, these DAs are rogue. They don't have the power to interpret the federal law in order to apply criminal statutes against individuals, particularly Trump, who's running for federal office. Or this would be totally different, wouldn't it? I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Pure Talk believes in American values and that free should mean exactly that, free. Switch to Pure Talk today and get a free Samsung 5G smartphone. No four-line requirement, no activation fees, just a Samsung that's built to last with a rugged screen, quick charging battery, and top-tier data security. Qualifying plans start at just $35 a month for unlimited talk, text, 15 gigs of data, and mobile hotspot. Pure Talk will connect you to the most dependable 5G network in America for half the price of Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. The average family saves almost $1,000 a year. So let Pure Talk's expert U.S. customer service team help you make the switch today. Just go to puretalk.com/Levin, L-E-V-I-N, and claim your eligibility for your free brand new Samsung 5G smartphone and start saving on wireless today. Again, go to puretalk.com/Levin to switch to my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Let me ask you a question. Don't read anything into it, America, or Mr. Producer. Don't get nervous. When should somebody retire from radio, Mr. Producer? Never. Rich has been with me a long time. Good man. Should I retire from radio? I'm just thinking out loud. Got some people who go full-time podcast. Some people who bifurcate the two. That's what we do. But some people have a fresh podcast. You know, ours is the radio program. I really love our affiliates, well, all but one or two, but I do. But people tell me, they're trying to encourage me, do a podcast. You don't even have to deal with any of that. But I said, but what if I want to deal with that? I also see that a lot of podcasters want to be on radio. Have you noticed that, Mr. Producer? In fact, every podcaster I've known always wants to be on radio. And every radio guy I know always wants to have a podcast. But, you know, when you get to the point that I'm at, plus your own TV with a top-rated television show, plus your own Blaze, which I very much enjoy and helped founded the company, there's a lot of decisions out there. If you want to go full bore one way, full bore another way. I'm not, please don't read anything into it. I'm just telling you what's in my head. Sometimes I just express it to you because, you know, the great thing about you folks in this audience, we really are united. We really are one. We don't care what our faith is, our race is. We don't care what sex you are. I don't care if you're gay or straight. I don't care. As long as we share the basic human principles that this nation was founded on, those Judeo-Christian principles that have made it possible to have such a great country, and most of all, the word liberty. Liberty. But I've been starting to wonder. Now, I'm not going through, what is it, 7 year, I don't remember what they call it. Oh, the middle age thing or whatever. No, I'm not. Midlife crisis. I'm not going through any crisis. In fact, I'm so blessed with so many opportunities, so many platforms. It really is remarkable. And that's thanks to you and due to you. But sometimes, I'm just being honest with you, while taking a drive and wondering to myself, are you writing books? You're on digital. You're on AM and FM. You're on satellite. You're all over the internet, YouTube, you know, live streaming, Mark Levin app, iHeartRadio app. It does cross my mind. Would you folks miss me? Would you miss me, Mr. Producer? I'll be right back. Pure Talk believes in American values and that free should mean exactly that, free. Switch to Pure Talk today and get a free Samsung 5G smartphone. No four-line requirement, no activation fees, just a Samsung that's built to last with a rugged screen, quick charging battery, and top-tier data security. Qualifying plans start at just $35 a month for unlimited talk, text, 15 gigs of data, and mobile hotspot. Pure Talk will connect you to the most dependable 5G network in America for half the price of Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. The average family saves almost $1,000 a year. So let Pure Talk's expert U.S. customer service team help you make the switch today. Just go to puretalk.com/Levin, L-E-V-I-N, and claim your eligibility for your free brand-new Samsung 5G smartphone and start saving on wireless today. Again, go to puretalk.com/Levin to switch to my cell phone company, Pure Talk.
This is the nation's town hall meeting, and you can join in at 877-381-3811.
By the way, in the final hour of the program tonight, I want to get heavy into this immigration stuff in Haiti and how Governor DeSantis is responding to this. It's just, anyway, how many hundreds of billions of dollars have been poured into that country? At least hundreds of millions, if not several billion. A lot. It's been the focused effort of administrations, Republican and Democrats. But I want you to look closely at Haiti. That could easily be America in 20, 30, 40, 50 years. If you're going to destroy the institutions of the civil society, if you're going to turn the law into a weapon against justice, if you're going to try and imprison your political opponents, if the only legitimate government is the government that you support, if you're going to monitor your citizens, if you're going to eavesdrop on their churches and synagogues, if you are going to threaten and intimidate parents who are doing nothing more than trying to protect their children, if you're going to censor news, then everything breaks down. There is a little bit of Haiti going on in America. Look at the lawlessness. It's not about race. This is just about the lawlessness. And lawlessness is committed by people of all stripes. Look at it. It's spreading everywhere. And in many cases, local law enforcement, they have their hands tied. thanks to George Soros prosecutors and the Democrat Party. You see, the horrors that come with the collapse of the civil society, the horrors that come with the collapse of an economy, you can see in the streets. Lawless, absolute lawlessness, people being hung, burned alive, and so forth. But into the void steps the tyrants. The tyrants who control everything, including you, and make decisions about what kind of country this will be. Never a good one. This is the mindset of the Marxists. This is the mindset of the fascists. When you listen to Tlaib and AOC, when you listen to Sanders, this basically is what they're advocating. The destruction of the most civil society on the face of the earth. And as I've told you many times before, the great paradox, the great difficulty is how you embrace freedom, but prevent it from being used and destroyed itself. That is, that people use freedom to destroy freedom, your freedom. That's pretty horrendous, but it's true. And so I want to get into this immigration thing in the third hour. Now, there's a nice little new website. As far as I know, it's relatively new, the Daily Fetched. DF. The Daily Fetched. House may refer January 6th committee members for prosecution for destroying evidence. Now, this is something we've been urging on the program with Congressman Loudermilk. Congressman Loudermilk will be on my Saturday Life, Liberty, and Levin program. We have great guests. I mean, these are people who are exclusive to our program over the weekend who get 10, 12, 14, sometimes discussion about real things. And this is something that does need to be done. House Oversight Committee Chairman Representative Barry Loudermilk said the January 6th committee members may be referred to the DOJ for criminal prosecution if the reports they hid and destroyed crucial evidence. Now, he said this on this program when I asked him. January 6th committee members warned to reserve all the evidence by then incoming Speaker of the House, Representative Kevin McCarthy. But they destroyed it. A week before the Republicans took over the House, they destroyed the information. They destroyed it. And so there need to be answers. Cheney repeatedly told skeptics of the committee's investigation to visit the government publishing office website. I mean, she did this with me. Go check out our report. Well, she needs to be under oath and she needs to be questioned. She was the kingpin, if you will, of this whole operation. But the others do, too. Schiff, Jamie Raskin, the other reprobates. You don't get to destroy information so the next Congress can't see it. That really is outrageous. But that's exactly what they did. And so he'll be on the program, as well. Guess who else is on the program on Saturday? Jesse Waters. Now, here's the thing about my interviews. They're a lot of fun and they're substantive, and you're going to learn about Jesse and hear from Jesse in ways you never did before, because he's got a great book coming out. He really does. But I don't do book interviews. I do interviews that involve the books, but really delve into the person, delve into their thinking processes. I do book interviews differently. And then we get to the point of why did you write it? What exactly was your theme here? And so forth. I don't have other people just write a bunch of talking points for me or get these press releases and that sort of thing. So we do interviews a little bit differently. And you'll see that. And on Sunday's show, we have Jim Trusty, as I mentioned before. We also have the professor from Wharton at Penn to go over those figures, the Hamas numbers again, and add some other additional information to make that information available to people who may not have heard him on this program when he was on the program. Professor Weiner, top, top, top guy, and gives the whole lie to the Biden position. And that's very, very important, too, as far as I'm concerned. Now we have, NBC Nightly News, Chicago Health Commissioner says measles outbreak from migrant shelter. An unreported part of the open borders, diseases that we defeated, that we have vaccines for, medicines for, and just don't appear in the United States anymore, are now appearing. Because people coming across the border, we know nothing of them. Except many of them are very sick, and we don't know what they have until they get here. And so we have situations like this. Cut 10, go.
Tonight, Chicago officials are trying to keep up with an outbreak of measles, hitting multiple communities, including two public schools. Overall, the city reporting 10 cases in just 1 week. 8 of those infections found here at a single city migrant shelter.
At this point, would you say the situation is under control?
Well, measles is quite contagious, and it spreads among those who are not vaccinated. So we are trying to get it under control by vaccinating as many people as possible.
Chicago's Commissioner of Public Health says the city has vaccinated more than 900 shelter residents, but that was after the outbreak began. And immunization takes time.
It takes 21 days for the vaccines to become effective.
This woman is staying at the shelter with her two young children. She agreed to speak with us if we concealed her identity. The conditions are awful, she told us. There's more than 300 people in one area. We're all crammed together. The city says it's trying to create more space, moving families with vulnerable pregnant women and children less than a year old.
You notice Biden hasn't visited any of these shelters. Have you noticed that? And if he did, they clear him out anyway. Measles spreads like wildfire. Like wildfire. So do other diseases. Communicable diseases, that's what they're called. Look how they're destroying our country. No, not the migrants, Biden and the Democrats. Look how they're destroying America, our healthcare system. I'm serious. Our public welfare system. Law enforcement. Our streets, our communities. We've got Venezuela gangs in this country. MS-13 is expanding in this country. The communist Chinese and their fentanyl. I mean, this is all man-made. That is, it's Biden-made. And the media are fine with it because they go along with it. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Pure Talk believes in American values and that free should mean exactly that, free. Switch to Pure Talk today and get a free Samsung 5G smartphone. No four-line requirement, no activation fees, just a Samsung that's built to last with a rugged screen, quick charging battery, and top-tier data security. Qualifying plans start at just $35 a month for unlimited talk, text, 15 gigs of data, and mobile hotspot. Pure Talk will connect you to the most dependable 5G network in America for half the price of Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. The average family saves almost $1,000 a year. So let Pure Talk's expert U.S. customer service team help you make the switch today. Just go to puretalk.com/Levin, L-E-V-I-N, and claim your eligibility for your free brand new Samsung 5G smartphone and start saving on wireless today. Again, go to puretalk.com/Levin to switch to my cell phone company, Pure Talk. I want to give a heads up to Biden, Schumer, Sanders, and all the Hamas lovers out there. I've got a few books left of me, and one day I'm going to write a book about them. One day I'm going to write a book about the terrorist-loving Democrat Party, the terrorist-loving media. I'm going to name names. I'm going to dig in hard. The terrorist-loving Schumer, Sanders, the terrorist-loving Blinken, Friedman, Biden, all of them. All of them. I will make sure that 1,000 years from now, that whoever survives what is coming, and who knows if anybody will with Iran getting nukes thanks to Biden and all the rest, that forevermore, as long as mankind exists, that they know who these people are. That they not only destroyed or sought to destroy one country, the United States of America, they sought to destroy two, the State of Israel. And I'm telling you now, with the position that Biden, Schumer, Blinken, and the others are taking, they're now slow walking of munitions to Israel while supplying hundreds of billions of dollars at this point to Iran and the terrorist regimes. You really do have to wonder how long this can go on. And I want people to know that those holy sites in the Middle East, they will be destroyed. The history you read in the Bible will be the target to eliminate that history and to eliminate anybody who embraces it. This is the ideology. This is the Islamist ideology that is never discussed in the news, never discussed by our political leaders, ever. Ever. The Schumer speech will go down not just in history, but ancient history, as a speech in support of the genocide of the Jews. It would be as if a senator rose on the floor of the Senate while Hitler was working his way through Europe, exterminating Jews and others. And a senator would get up, stand up, and attack those who are trying to defeat the Nazis. Complain about them doing too much harm to citizens. That will be Schumer's fate. It is sealed forever. It's indelible. There's not a damn thing you can do about it. And it'll be even worse. It'll be written and it'll be said, and I'll make sure that it was not only done by an American, but by an ethnic Jewish American. Chuck Schumer, Bernie Sanders, Antony Blinken, Thomas Friedman, their words will be taken down. They'll be chiseled in granite for the rest of time. For the rest of time, they will be viewed as the mouthpieces for, the advocates for, the destruction of the state of Israel and supporters of the terrorists. That's my opinion. And I hope to do everything I can to make sure that that legacy of theirs is told truthfully, not through the pages of the New York Times, which has its hands soaked in blood from Stalin to Hitler to Castro, and now Hamas. There will be the Jake Tappers and the Wolf Blitzers who will have to explain themselves when I'm done. There will be the various networks. There will be almost every show on MSNBC, from the morning schmo right into Rachel Maddow, all of them. Their posterity will have to, yes, posterity will have to defend them. But I will make sure the truth is told, and the written word never goes away. They can burn the books all they want. It stays forever. Sarah Arnold at Town Hall, she's quite good. Biden has only deported 0.25% of illegal Venezuelans who have entered the United States. That is a quarter of 1%. I was very surprised that Mike Pence announced that he will not be endorsing President Trump. At this point, I would have thought that he would, for a lot of reasons. I know he's a big believer in securing the border. He's a big believer in the Christian faith and a practitioner. I know he loves the state of Israel, but they're all on fire as a result of this administration and their policies. And there's only one chance now to stop Biden, the Marxists, and the Islamists. One chance, this election. That's it. So the rest of you, we need all the help we can get. And I, for one, appreciate it. We'll be right back.
The best-selling Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier uses Oxy technology that helps quickly destroy many viruses, odors, mold, and more. How do I know? I have it right here on my desk. People all over the nation are raving over how well the Thunderstorm helps freshen their homes. Musty, mildew smells just vanish after just a few seconds with the Thunderstorm being on. With thousands of five-star reviews, you know it works. Any odor will disappear when you use the Thunderstorm. Odors from litter boxes, trash cans, cigarette smoke, dirty diapers, and more are no match. And best of all, no filters to buy. Right now, you can save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for whole home protection. You'll get 3 units for under $200. That's a fraction of the cost compared to other air purifiers that can go for over $600. And with this special offer, you're getting 3 units for under $200. Go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Put in discount code MARK3. That's MARK3 to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Discount code MARK3.
He's here. Now, broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
That be me, America. Welcome back. Friday, last hour. Our foot is down on the gas pedal, while everybody else is staring at the ceiling. So we're going to have a new influx of new immigrants. And they're all going to be welcomed by Joe Biden. He set up Guantanamo as a processing center. No more Ellis Island. No, we're not going to deal with that. Guantanamo Bay, given its proximity to Haiti. And this is their priority in the Biden administration. Changing America's citizenship. As I've told you before, you know, the lunkheads on the left, I think it was Media Matters, one of them, people send me this stuff. Please stop sending me this stuff. But they did. Mark Levin says there could be a revolution, a regime change by immigration. I was quoting Aristotle. Imagine how he would be treated today, Aristotle. These lunkheads with an IQ of 17 and a half. And I added on the F just to help them out.
Mark, he said, can you believe this? Can you believe it? He said there can be a change in society, regime change, a revolution through immigration policy.
First of all, it's obvious. Second of all, I didn't independently come up with that idea. I wish I did, but it was Aristotle, one of the greatest thinkers in human existence. I'm sorry, it's not George Soros or Jamie Raskin. But anyway, that's exactly what's happening, isn't it? That was the part of the collapse of Athens, definitely part of the collapse of Rome. And it is the collapse right now of the United States of America. So when you have Mike Pence say, no, I'm not going to vote for either of them, that's a cop-out. Look, I'm not going to criticize them. I'm just saying, to me, it's a cop-out that you either take one side or the other at this point. And the country's dying, and it was not dying under Trump. And I would remind our friend Mike, you were his vice president right to the end. It upset you what took place at the end. But you were his vice president throughout all the rest, so you must have embraced all the rest. Otherwise, I don't believe you would have stayed there, would you? But our friend Ron DeSantis is standing up to this. You know, there's only so much states can do, but they're trying. They're trying very, very hard. And so, of course, the media hate DeSantis, as they hate Abbott, as they hate Netanyahu, because they defend their people. Can't do that. So here he is about the border and about him using, you know, the personnel in Florida to try and secure it. The problem is it is a long, long border that is with the Atlantic Ocean and the Gulf. And this is where the people are going to come, and he has stationed additional human assets, as we call them, in Key West, Florida, a great town.
because they're going to head there. They're going to head to mostly to the east coast of Florida, even our local community here. The police department has said that there's going to be more resources and more personnel working overtime, keeping an eye on the on our shoreline here. It's incredible. There's not a part of the country that's unaffected by this. Here's DeSantis at a press conference. Cut seven, go.
Are Florida Fish and Wildlife officers interdicted a vessel that had 25 illegal immigrants, potential illegal immigrants from Haiti, in their boat, in their vessel? They had firearms, they had drugs, they had night vision gear, and were boating very recklessly, which would potentially endanger other folks. So that vessel was interdicted near the Sebastian Inlet, and those aliens.
You mean the Coast Guard didn't interdict them? No, they didn't. Not because the Coast Guard isn't patriotic. It's because the Commander-in-Chief is not patriotic. He hates his own country. Even though he's gotten rich off the public trough, ours and Communist China's. Go ahead. Let's go to cut eight, please. Go.
What's different today than maybe in the past? Well, part of it is we have more resources that the state has been willing to put up. And this is not really our responsibility. This is the federal government's responsibility. Coast Guard does, by and large, a good job, but they're undermanned. They're under-resourced. So we're filling those gaps. I think one difference now is, and we see this with our folks that we have at the border, you have people coming across the southern border from all over the world. Haitians can get to the United States easier by flying to Mexico and walking across the border. And so I would anticipate if flights resume, that will likely be where a lot of those folks who are trying to flee, if they want to come to the United States, they're probably going to go to Mexico and then come in through the border, knowing that Biden will just let everybody in.
He is a fantastic statesman. He's a fantastic governor. Those of you who live in other states, there's very few governors who really do things like this. And those of you who live in other states who have, let's say even Republican governors who talk but don't act, you wish you had a governor like this, don't you? I mean, this guy's the real deal. The real deal. People were attacking him. I never attacked him. Why would I attack him? Consider him a friend. But he is a solid, solid conservative. He enforces the law, just laws. He's trying to secure his border. He's out front fighting the woke culture. And you compare him to a Nikki Haley, there is no comparison. But they'll hate him too. Go ahead.
The other second bill is Senate Bill 1036, enhances penalties for a crime committed by an individual who returns to the country illegally after deportation. And what you find in some of these really significant incidents where people are getting raped or murdered is it's not only an illegal alien, but it's somebody that had already been deported from this country and then comes back to commit crimes again. So in the state of Florida, if you have been deported and you come to this state and enter our state and you're here illegally and you commit crimes, we are throwing the book at you. And you are going to regret coming to the state of Florida.
I mean, that's why so many people are moving to the state of Florida. He's just a fantastic governor. You have another fantastic governor in Texas. You know, I'm not going to reveal the name because it's an old friend. But somebody contacted me whose name you would know, but I'm not going to mention it. And there's Abbott. He's fighting the battle on the border. He's going into the courts. He's fighting all the way to the Supreme Court. This individual wanted to come on my program to trash Abbott for failing to make what he thought would be a very, very important argument to the Supreme Court. Can you believe that, Mr. Producer? I said, absolutely not. I'm not going to lend my platform to you to do that. And so you have to really be careful in a position like I have, because these are friends. I had another friend who contacted me about a week or 10 days after the Islamo-Nazis attacked the Israelis. and Joe Biden was giving his speeches and sounding pretty good. And this friend wrote a piece about how great Joe Biden has been. And I'm sitting there thinking, do you not know who Joe Biden is? He's a complete whore, a political chameleon. Nothing he says will matter. He wanted to come on the program to disagree with me, to defend Biden. I said, no, you go somewhere else with that. I said it politely. I'm waiting for an email or a comment to remind me about how wrong that individual was. No. You don't need to come on my show to give aid and comfort to people who hate our country and people who are just dead wrong. They can go somewhere else for that. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
You know, I recently learned about Fast-Growing Trees, the biggest online nursery in the United States with more than 10,000 different kinds of plants. They have everything you could want, fruit trees, palm trees, evergreens, houseplants, and much more. My wife and I take pride in our home, and that includes having a landscape that brings us serenity. And you, too, can find the perfect fit for your home based on your climate and space. Visit FastGrowingTrees.com. Use code Levin, L-E-V-I-N, at checkout. Get an additional 15% off your first purchase from their already very low prices. Fast Growing Trees makes it easy to order online, and your plants are shipped directly to your door in 1 to 2 days. And they offer a 30-day alive and thrive guarantee with free plant consultation forever. Right now, they have the best deals online, up to half off on select plants. And again, my listeners get an additional 15% off on their first purchase when using the code Levin at checkout. That's fastgrowingtrees.com, code L-E-V-I-N. Now, the offer is valid for a limited time. Terms and conditions may apply. Please visit fastgrowingtrees.com for details.
All right. There was a piece in the Wall Street Journal that I barely touched on by Dan Henninger, the deputy editorial page editor. He's been deputy for a long time. I'm sure he'd rather be the editorial page editor, but you got Paul Gigot in there, who is a well-established never-Trumper. Anyway, the high price of Democrats' anti-Trump lawfare. Most believe the rule of law is better than the law of the jungle. That could change. And this certainly does overlap with what I've been talking about both here and elsewhere. I don't think it could change. I think it has fundamentally changed. And here's the reason why. Obama, both Obamas, Joe Biden, and others, radical Marxist leftists, they talk about fundamentally transforming America. They didn't make up that phrase. That is a Marxist phrase. And they know that you don't know it, but now you do know it. Fundamentally transformation, transforming America, fundamental transformation. As I've said many times, you don't fundamentally transform something you love, like a spouse. So to fundamentally transform America, that means you don't like America. In fact, you hate it. They attack our history. They attack everything about the country. In other words, they attack you and your ancestors. I don't care who you are or who your ancestors are. It is a broad brush, and they want to bring down the society. That's what they do. So we're not at a point where I would say to Mr. Henninger that they may, most believe the rule of law is better than the rule of law. That could change. It's not, most people believe it has changed. And it has to change. Here's my point. If you want to fundamentally transform America, the law has to change to accommodate the lawless. It has to change to accommodate the tyrant. It has to change to accommodate the totalitarian. Because the Constitution, let's begin there because it's most important, it's built with numerous barriers to the very people who seek fundamental transformation. They need the centralization of power. They cannot tolerate free speech. They cannot tolerate towns and villages and other communities and neighborhoods not bending their knee to Washington, D.C., not being dependent on Washington, D.C. And by the way, same with various ethnic and religious and so forth groups. And certainly the individuality must be destroyed. That's why the left never talks about the individual. They talk about groups. Oh, you're a white this. Oh, you're a black that. Oh, you're a Hispanic this. Because it's all dehumanizing. All blacks aren't the same. All whites aren't the same. We're not from the same parts of the world. Some of us were raised one way. Some of us, we're individual human beings. It's not like we all have the same DNA, the same experiences, the same mindset. It's not the way it works. But it is the way of the mind of the Marxist and the fascist. The law has to be destroyed, especially the Constitution. Separation of powers must be destroyed because they want a central, all-powerful political force. So separation of powers and balance of power doesn't work. Now, they will use propaganda, they will use rhetoric to try and portray that they support the Constitution, or as they pervert the Constitution to support their ideological ends. Now, I might say that more and more, as I wrote in my book, The Democrat Party Hates America, they're out of the closet just trashing the Constitution. But the point is, the Constitution is there to protect us from today's Democrat Party. The Constitution is there to protect us from Joe Biden, from George Soros, from Chuck Schumer. The Constitution is there to protect us from people who seek power for whatever the reason. And so the Constitution is an institution, is a document with institutional support that is intended to create competition. 10th Amendment, that is state sovereignty, state authority. That's why it's built that way. And they cannot tolerate it, whether it's voting, whether it's abortion, whether it's viewpoints, whether it's speech. The Democrat Party is the anti-Constitution party because it's the anti-America party. It's a rogue entity within a constitutional framework. So it has to destroy that which limits its power. Now, we know this from the writings of Woodrow Wilson, from the writings of other so-called progressives at the time, their self-identified nomenclature. These are Marxists, American Marxists, with the progeny of Marx and so forth. So we know what they think. We know what they say. I'm not telling this. You don't have to buy another thing I've ever written. A Rediscovering Americanism goes deeply into these issues. And, of course, American Marxism goes deeply into modern-day American Marxism, where it comes from and what it's doing to us. The law is crucial. The law must be unjust. The law must be unequal. The law must be a hammer against your, not just political opponents, but people who don't fall in line behind you. While the law must protect the lawless. That's when you know society is dying. That's when you know society is dying. So the high price of Democrats' anti-Trump lawfare. Most believe the rule of law is better than the law of the jungle. That could change. It's because the rule of law has become the law of the jungle. And it's become the plaything of the tyrants and the totalitarians. It's become the plaything of the Democrat Party. Why do you think they hate Clarence Thomas and Sam Alito and Neil Gorsuch? Because these are the three most solid constitutionalists on the court, so they must be destroyed. Why do you think they keep talking about packing the court to intimidate it? Why do you think Chuck Schumer stood in front of the Supreme Court and smeared two justices by name to threaten them? Why do you think the Democrat Party militia, with their Bull Connor bullhorns, were marching in front of the private homes of justices, the constitutionalists, yelling at the top of their lungs, keeping their children awake, and scaring the hell out of the justices? They're all Democrats. The River to the Sea crowd, Democrats. They're all Democrats. The 2020 riding, all Democrats. The people who are charging the Portland courthouse, Democrats. They're all going to vote Democrat. BLM, that crooked organization, they're going to vote Democrat. And of course, the modern day Jew-hating anti-Semites. Please don't leave Joe Biden. Come back home. Vote for Biden. Republicans aren't even seeking their vote. Democrats are begging them not to leave. I'll be right back.
More logic than allowed by law. The Mark Levin Show. Call now at 877-381-3811.
So the terrorist group Hamas set up a front group in the United States called the Council on American-Islamic Relations, CARE. It is an appendage of the Democrat Party. You can go to its site, care.org, and see all the stuff it's up to. And again, it's a front group for Hamas. There were wiretaps placed on a meeting they held in a hotel outside the Philadelphia airport. And they were part of litigation, federal litigation. And the head of this Hamas care group gave a really horrendous speech that was caught. And still, they're tight with the White House. And so they, like Hamas, they put out these phony numbers. They say there were 3,578 complaints, Islamophobic complaints, during the last 3 months of 2023. Really? Are you going to release all the complaints? What does that mean exactly? Notice they don't say hate crimes that were committed. Because according to the FBI, hate crimes against Muslims, rather de minimis. And that's a good thing. We're not cheering for more, are we? But hate crimes against Jewish Americans, through the roof. But you know what Biden did today? U.S. President Joe Biden condemned today what he called an ugly resurgence of Islamophobia since the October 7th start of the Israel-Gaza war. Now, this piece of crap says almost nothing about the vast, poisonous spread of anti-Semite in our country and other places by his voters, by his supporters. I mean, this is, it's like this guy just keeps pouring it on, keeps pouring it on. He issued a statement on the International Day to Combat Islamophobia, established in 2022 by the United Nations on March 15. Human rights advocates have cited a rise in Islamophobia, anti-Palestinian bias, and anti-Semitism. Oh, okay. Well, why do they throw them all together? Why? Moral equivalency? And? So the numbers of the anti-Semitic attacks, the hate crimes, are kind of lost in the fray here. That's why. Council on American-Islamic Relations, aka Hamas American Front Group, said it received these complaints during the last 3 months of last year, called an ongoing wave of anti-Muslim and anti-Palestinian. You know what amazes me? And I've said it before, the Islamophobia is taking place among Muslims in the Middle East. Among Muslims in the Middle East. They're killing more Muslims than anybody else. They're raping more Muslims. They are assaulting more Muslims. They're brutalizing more Muslims, particularly these regimes. There is no Islamophobia wave in the United States. We all know, we all live here. We know what's going on here. But my point is, we have a president of the United States that doesn't speak out, certainly not effectively, certainly not regularly, against the anti-Semitism in his own party. Not even in his own party. He says, "We recognize the violence and hate that Muslims worldwide too often face because of the religious beliefs and the ugly resurgence of Islamophobia in the wake of the devastating war in Gaza. It's the Jews' fault." I really despise Biden. I despise him for 1,000 reasons. And anybody who says, I can't vote, bring myself to vote for Donald Trump, is really, in so many ways, appalling. And I don't mean to be a personal attack. It's just appalling. What's at stake here? Islamophobia is no place in our nation, says Biden. Yet Muslims in the United States frequently endure baseless fear. So you have these Jews hiding in classrooms. You have these Jews being beaten up in Brooklyn and in L.A. All these things going on, Biden doesn't say crap. And, of course, Blinken chimed in, too. It's just it's just unbelievable. The Democrat Party's all in. You need to understand this. The Democrat Party's all in. You blue-collar Democrats out there who love your country, you're in the wrong damn party. You're in the wrong damn party. This isn't the party of Harry Truman. The United States was the first country to recognize Israel. Harry Truman. You think that would happen today with Joe Biden? Of course not. Joe Biden is promoting, indeed celebrating, all the worst blasphemous attacks that the Jewish people have experienced for centuries, millennia. He's a mouthpiece for this. He's used the occasion of a massive terrorist attack on the state of Israel and their efforts to put down these forces so they can never again attack them. He's using this occasion to do what he's doing. He's a sick bastard, Biden. He's a sick bastard. That's what he is. Oh, Fox News host called him a sick bastard. No, I didn't. I called him a sick bastard 3 times just now. Didn't I, Mr. Producer? Not once, 3 times. They can go around and call people Hitler. They can call people Islamophobic. They go around. I call him what he is, a sick bastard. Oh, that's provocative. Oh, my God. Oh, God. He's even worse than that. He's even worse than that. And so I just want you to know he's put out a statement today. He's funding Iran. Let me tell you about his week. He refused to reinstate any of the conditions against Iran, sanctions against Iran. He waived them all. So immediately $10 billion flows into Iran. But it's much more comprehensive than that. They have issued more sanctions against more Jewish citizens in Judea and Samaria from the State Department. Not one against a single terrorist, not one against a single Arab or Palestinian slash who supports terrorism. Not one. I have a suggestion for the Israeli government. You should sanction Talib. You should sign the equivalent of an executive order and sanction Talib. You should sign the equivalent of an executive order and sanction Sanders. In fact, you can sanction Schumer now. Now, they can't, of course, because they'd be very, very concerned about, you know, retaining what little support they're now getting. But that would be akin to what Biden's doing to the state of Israel. They don't want a strong Jewish statesman leading that country. They want a Lapid. You don't even know who Lapid is. Lapid used to be a TV news guy. He's one of these stupid guys that has like the perfect hair with the makeup and all the rest. Just a stupid guy who, as I speak, is trying to undermine Netanyahu because he wants to be prime minister, because Netanyahu won an election and threw his ass out. Nobody's going to vote for Lapid or Gantz. The more the Israelis are attacked, their leadership is attacked, the stronger they are as a group, this tiny little country. And what I'm told today is they actually feel like they're quite alone now, because every element of the Democrat Party is focused on destroying them.
Oh, no, they're not, Mark. I mean, after all, it's just Netanyahu.
Excuse me. It's not just Netanyahu. Two-state solution, that's not Netanyahu. Don't destroy Hamas, that's not Netanyahu. The slow provision of armaments they're purchasing, that's not Netanyahu. Embracing terrorist leaders like the King of Jordan. Embracing this group, CARE, which is a Hamas front group. This is not about Netanyahu. If Netanyahu were gone tomorrow, they'd be doing the same damn thing. Just said Netanyahu has the guts to stand up to them. Guts that Biden will never have. We'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
All right, let's slip somebody in quickly. Go ahead. Go, go, go.
Hello?
Mandy in New York, go quickly. Maddie, I meant. You know who you are.
Oh, here I am. Mark, you and I met at Huntington Bookstore, and you signed my book, Men in Black, way back in the day when life was much more easier. How are you, Professor Levin?
Well, let me look. I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. I listen to you Monday through Friday, and then I get a refresher class on Saturday and Sunday. So,
Aren't you sweet? Thank you
very much.
Thank you very much. Well, you know, more and more people are watching that Saturday show, too. It's very important. I want to thank you. They're waving me off, saying, Mark, we got a hard break here. We got to go. Maddie, thank you. God bless you. Call again. We'll bring you back. You're a longtime patriot here. And I don't want to shuffle you off real fast, but I have to go. Every Friday, in honor of you, the American people, patriots, Levinites, of all backgrounds, all parts of the country, we love you.
We go to America every Friday in honor of you. Here we go.
Thank you.
your DVRs, folks, if you can't watch Life, Liberty, and Levin live. Saturday, 8 p.m. Eastern. Sunday, 8 p.m. Eastern. Killer programs. Often number one. Number one on Sundays. Join the rest of us, please. This week is officially over. The week officially starts now. We salute our armed forces, police officers, firefighters, and emergency personnel. Good night, Spritey and Griffey. Good night, Pepsi and Zelda. Good night, Smokey and Gigi and Indy and Patton and Barney and Marty and Rory and good God. Good night, Dad. Good night, Mom. Good night, Leo. Good night, Joe. Good night, Bernie. Good night, Teddy. God bless each and every one of you folks. Thank God for you. And I'll see you tomorrow night on Fox. Good night, America.